Does everybody see what I'm saying? Don't let evil people intimidate you into doing sinful things. Don't let them scare you like, we're going to burn down your house unless you stop preaching against the sodomites. And then you get up next week like Jeff Owens or something. It's like, a while back, I preached a sermon that was unkind. I preached a sermon a while back that was unkind toward gay people. I sincerely apologize if I've offended anyone in the LGBT community. I was very dumb and immature when I said those things. In fact, when I said those things, I didn't even believe them myself. I just love all the lesbians and gays and bisexuals and trans perverts. Folks, that's what Jeff Owens said. And you know what's so funny? Jeff Owens said, oh, I was just young and immature. I was just stupid when I said that. That's funny. He was the vice president of the largest independent Baptist Bible college in the world. Oh, I'm sure he's a really just young, dumb. Jeff Owens was the vice president of the largest independent Baptist Bible college in the world. Thousands of students, okay? He'd written two books on character. He wrote a book called Character, and then he wrote another book called More Character. Those are the names of his two books. Character, and then the sequel, More Character. Oh, yeah, and you know what? I guarantee you that anybody who knew him, the last thing that they would have ever described him as, this guy's immature. This guy just had character to go with his character. Very successful, high up in his position. He's succeeding at his work. No, that was back when he was preaching right. That was back when he didn't care. That was back when he just called it like it was. And then in his old age, he just became a loser. That gets up and panders. And I'm sorry, if you're pandering to fags right now in 2021, you're a loser. You're helping destroy America for our children and hand it over to the sodomites on a silver platter. Okay? It's wickedness. Now, why did he do that? He just couldn't sleep for weeks. He's like, man, I offended all those fags years ago. It's bothering me. Is that why he apologized? Because he just started feeling guilty and just like, you know, I just always want to make this right. Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine who 20 years earlier had taken one of his fellow classmates in high school. He took his sunglasses. This kid was real proud of this pair of sunglasses. He took the kid's sunglasses and like threw it down a well or something. Threw it down a wall or something and just destroyed this kid's glasses. And he felt guilty about it. So 20 years later, he contacted the guy and he said, listen, I'm sorry, you know, that I mistreated you back then. I want to buy you the glasses. I want to give you the money. And he made it right 20 years later, you know, because he felt bad about it, right? That's good, right? Yeah. Amen. You know, he wanted to make it right. He'd hurt someone and he wanted to fix it. Do you think that's what happened with Jeff Owens? Like, it's just something he thought about. He's like, man, I feel bad. Let me just make a public apology to homos. No, I'll tell you what it was, is that people started threatening him. Because I know what it's like, because I've gotten the threats. I've gotten the attacks. And so his sermon was popular online. You know, I don't know who made it popular online. I'm not sure who spread that clip around, but okay, I spread it around. I pulled out the old sermon tape and I turned it into an MP3 and spread it around and whatever. But anyway, here's the thing about it is that the sodomites got a hold of that thing and it started being in the media. Even though it was something he had said like 15 years earlier or 10 years earlier or whatever, it went crazy in the media. The left-wing media was just, can you believe this Pastor Jeff Owens? He's so bad. And so he got just huge amounts of backlash. He was getting just attacked and persecuted. And instead of, you know, withstanding in the evil day and having done all to stand, he just folded like a deck of cards. And, you know, you should watch the Sodomite Deception documentary. Fantastic documentary. Listen, if you have not seen it, it's not optional. You must watch it. It's your homework assignment. You will not pass this class if you have not watched The Sodomite Deception. Okay? Look, Pastor Jonathan Shelley and them out in Fort Worth, they made this documentary. It's phenomenal. By some miracle, it exists on YouTube. Okay. But you don't know when the manna is going to cease, you know. And so you want to make sure that you can get it while it's there. Watch it. Do yourself a favor and watch it. But anyway, you know, and it contains this clip of Jeff Owens. You're going to see how accurate my impression was, by the way. So look, you know, people threaten you, they scare you. You know, I'd be scared to apologize to the homeless. If I were Jeff Owens, here's the thing. If I were Jeff Owens, I'd be scared to get up and say this soft, lying junk, to get up and lie about what I preach. Oh, I was just young. And I didn't even mean it when you meant it. You meant it, and we all loved it. The crowd went wild. We all loved it. I wasn't there physically, but I was there in spirit. And so, you know, he gets up and lies and panders to the enemy, panders to this wickedness, because he's scared. You know what? He ought to be scared of God. That's what he ought to be scared. You know, who am I more scared of? Am I scared of, you know, sodomites putting a bomb in the building? I don't know if they would ever do something like that, but, you know, like blow up a church building. But anyway, you know, am I more scared of that? Or am I more scared of what the Lord could do to me? I mean, here's the thing. All the sodomites could do is kill the body. And you know what? Frankly, they're very unlikely to even do that. God can protect us. The angel of the Lord camps around them that fear him. And so we have God's protection. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I've got God's protection. But you know what? God literally holds my breath in his hand. He could literally, God right now, if God decided that he doesn't want me to live anymore on this earth, if I make him mad or whatever, he could just basically just go like this. Wouldn't that be just super easy for him to do? Super easy. He could do that anytime he wants to. He could just extinguish my life, just like just blowing out a candle. He could just be like, my life's over. Just like that. Or, and here's the thing, that's not the worst thing that could happen to me, because dying's not the worst thing that could happen to me. Because let's say, you know, now I don't want to die. I want to abide here and remain and serve God, enjoy my family, and live my Christian life to the end. Be like Paul, finish the course. But here's the thing, if I die and go to be with the Lord, that's gain. But you know what? What if God just decides to make my life miserable? He could have an easy time doing that. He could mess with me physically, give me all kinds of illnesses, painful illnesses, diseases, you know, painful cancer. You mentioned now soul winning. He was telling this guy, hey, you know, there's still reasons to obey God, even though salvation is only by faith. You know, he could give you a painful cancer or something to punish you. That's how a doctor goes soul winning. So basically, you know, God could do so many things to make your life miserable and punish you way worse than what the weirdos out there could do to me. You know, we don't need to fear them. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord alone.